This morning, we have some wonderful players who are going to be entertaining you royally, and we have a big old audience, so it should be just a party for everybody. And it's a band. Hello there. Yes, sirree. And we have in the studio Jamestown Revival. Now, there are many Jamestowns. In fact, that was the first English settlement on the continent that we live on. Yes. And you guys are from Magnolia, Texas, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah, and Zach and I are from Magnolia. The rest of the guys are California natives.
Right. So how did you import the Californians?
Well, we had to go out there and recruit them.
I see.
We did. We had to outsource them.
Excellent. So anyway, Magnolia is a teeny town. It's like only 1,000 people, right?
Yeah, when I moved there in first grade, I believe.
Really?
And so at that point, it was a stop sign, and it was a big deal when we got McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Zach moved there a little bit later, I guess freshman year of high school.
Post McDonald's.
Yeah.
Right.
But at that point, we had Blockbuster when Blockbuster was still in business.
Hollywood Video.
Actually, yeah.
But I imagine Houston is encroaching.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of just the urban sprawl has pretty much connected all the little cities. Magnolia is still a little bit sequestered. It's off the beaten path.
So you've got enough of Magnolia in you to count as a little bit of a country group, maybe. Rock or something. What would you call yourselves?
You know, it's Americana with a Southern slant.
That sounds good to me. Let's hear some music.
Yeah. I think we answer that question a little bit differently every time.
Okay. But, well, let's hear you play.
All right. So we wrote this song about... My house is 32 years old, and it, you know, like I'm almost 32 myself, and I need maintenance, and so does my house. Yeah. And so we wrote this song about my place. It's a song called American Dream.
Woke up this morning and thought I was fine. Walked in the kitchen a quarter to nine. Pour me some coffee and read me some news. When I looked up, all hell broke loose. There's a hole in the roof, it's coming right through. Water's all gone cold. Heater's making noise again and the bread's all growing mold. Songbird singing in that old oak tree. I'm looking up at you, you're looking down on me. Promise you this really ain't as bad as it may seem.
And Jamestown Revival in our studio, and they are wonderful, just wonderful.
Well, thank you.
I just love you guys.
I'll take wonderful.
And we've got the guitar player who is Jonathan, the fellow who was talking at the beginning. And Jonathan has a beautiful and big and resonant voice, man. Really good.
Well, I've had much less flattering things said about me, so I appreciate that.
I think it's, I'm a voice teacher and a singer myself, and so I can tell you it's quality singing. Oh, and wow. You had wonderful backup or harmony singing from Zach over at the piano. And Zach, where are you from? You're from Magnolia, but do you live in Austin now?
I live in Austin now, yeah. I grew up all over Texas. I was born in Monahans, lived in Lubbock.
Where is Monahans?
Monahans is... kind of out near Big Bend a little
bit. Okay, so out there where it used to be a rainforest out there, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. That's phenomenal. Hardly anybody would believe it now. But anyway, so welcome to Austin. Do you own your house too?
I do not.
Well, you can work on that.
Yeah, I'm learning lessons through
him. Right, right.
So.
Hey, let him do the ropes and then
I just help him fix
make sure you get all the different special things, inspection and...
That's right.
You know. Yeah, that's an undertaking, right. And John tends to be the more responsible one, so I don't know if I'm ready for that kind of response.
That song was kind of interesting because we were sitting out on the back porch, and there's a beautiful live oak tree that sort of spans over.
Wonderful.
Over
what,
the back porch.
What part of town are you in?
Out in Lakeway area.
Oh, so great.
A little closer to Lake. And there was a songbird sitting up in that tree, and he was just singing the most beautiful song. He looked so incredibly carefree. And the thought occurred to us how hard we work to incur all these stresses in our life. Like, that's the goal. The goal is, like, we work towards this level of stress, and there's some irony in that. Mm. And we thought, and he's looking down on us so condescendingly, it seems.
Right.
Like, you guys think you got it all figured out. He's like, but look at me. All I have is a nest.
Well,
and if
Jonathan,
it breaks, I just build a new one.
You're well on the way because you've chosen to sing, and Zach, the same for you. So let's hear more music.
All right. This song called Company Man.
Wow.
terrific band you're listening to is Jamestown Revival. And if you're as impressed with them as I am, you're going to want to get their CDs. And
well, thank you. Terrific crowd, by the way, too, isn't it early in the a.m. I'm really feeling it.
And what about you guys? You're all warmed up and ready to go at 10:30 in the morning. What's going on?
We're excited. Well, we're
stay
about
up
to,
all night or what?
We're about to start tour, so these guys actually just got in last night. So
I see.
We're all fresh and
everybody's
excited.
Fresh.
And,
right.
Yeah,
this won't last for long.
Yeah, we had some. You know,
these are your own songs. They're great.
Yes.
They're both of those I've heard are just terrific songs.
Thank you.
So you're not just a good band with good singers and good guitar work and good piano work.
Truth be told, we go to open mic nights around the country and we just steal the best songs we hear.
Well, that's a technique that's been used from time immemorial. So anyway, it just sounds great, guys. And tell us about your new CD. You've got a new one.
Well, we got a new album out and a new tour that we're very excited about.
And where are you going on your tour?
Pretty much all over the Northeast, basically from New York, and we're ending in Austin and Houston. So from New York to Texas.
Got a gig in Austin on November 4th.
We sure do, at Emo's. Yeah,
Emo's. Okay. Right.
So it's going to be a good run. And the new album we recorded actually here in Austin.
At what studio?
You know what? We recorded it in a farmhouse.
Really?
Not in a studio that we just sort of put together.
Wow.
And it's sort of in the same fashion as we did the last album. We recorded the last one in Utah and aptly named it as such. But this one, we decided to keep it a little closer to home. And we took a lot of influence from the Hill Country and from Austin when we were writing. And so we figured we felt like it was appropriate to record those songs here and let Austin sort of impart its own spirit.
So it's an Austin-grown CD.
I would say so, yeah.
But what's the name of it?
The Education of a Wandering Man.
Oh, that's a good title.
Yeah, we borrowed the title from Louis L'Amour. It was one of his memoirs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The guy who wrote all the Western books.
Yeah. So that book really influenced us, and we decided to borrow it for our album title.
That's a great title. Well, guys, I want to hear all sorts of stories, but I think we could hear another song.
All right. This is a song called Love is a Burden.
Love is a burden.
thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I hope you noticed there was no breath between those last two phrases. These guys have diaphragms and everything.
That's that guy. That's Zach over there.
He's impressive. And he's a tenor. You're a tenor, aren't you, Zach?
Yeah.
I think you are.
Although I did we took choir in
you were in
high
choir
school.
Together?
We were in high school.
Oh, my goodness.
And we didn't take it very seriously. We got kicked out every day. Our poor choir. We were relegated to these little back rooms because we were disrupting class every day.
But while you were there, you got busy and started singing together.
I'd like to think we picked up a thing or two. And our choir teacher, Mr. Bates.
Yeah, you can take a guess as to how we distorted that name.
He was extremely patient with us.
He was.
If I could go back and thank him now, I would. And
we
apologize for terrorizing him.
Mr. Bates, if you're out there, I doubt it. He's Houston-based, so I don't know if we broadcast that.
Well, you know, Houston is famous for its choirs and sending choir people all over the state, and so they did a good job with you guys. You're both terrific singers. Your harmonies are great. The band is named Jamestown Revival. And they've been live in our KUTX Studio 1A today with a wonderful live audience. And they're going to be playing on November the 4th at Emo's. And that's after their tour. They're going all over the place. And their new album is called The Education of a Wandering Man. And I think you should credit the rest of the band members before
Absolutely.
We go.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got Brad Lindsay on guitar, Ed Benrock on the drums, and Nick Bearden on the bass. We are we're more than fortunate to be able to share the stage with these guys.
Yeah, these guys are
They're fantastic.
Those guys, fantastic. Guys, I just loved it. And if you want to see what these two handsome fellows look like and their band, you go on the website, kutx.org, and track them down because we've got a video up there that Jorge and his crew have been here taking pictures and putting the video up. So thank you guys so much. Let's give them one more big, big hand. And thanks to our engineer, Cliff Hargrove, and Jake Perlman.
Thank you.